This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With interruptions of the U.S. supply of meat to grocery stores going on after many workers at meat packing plants got COVID-19, more local meat suppliers with shorter supply chains are having a moment. From Lake City, Colorado, Laura Palmisano reports on a move toward local meat.
Jennifer Prock owns Kinnikin Processing in Montrose, Colorado, sells beef, pork, lamb, and other meats. Her business has seen a major increase in online and over-the-counter sales.
That first week that the pandemic started and the grocery stores ran out of meat, our sales went up probably 5,000%. Then after that, it slowly tapered down, and we're still a good 100% over where we were last year this time.
Prock's company has 30 employees. She says they have plenty of space for workers and have required increased hand washing. Her staff wears gloves, and she offers face masks, though they are not required. Every day, workers do a deep clean of the facilities, but Prock is aware that her business is also vulnerable, just like the bigger processors.
If one person gets sick in here, it's probably going to be the domino effect, and we're going to be like JBS or Smithfield.
Those large-scale meatpacking plants can have several thousand employees. Recent closures of some large plants due to COVID-19 highlight the importance of having local food sources, says Carrie Bolcom. She's the executive director of the American Grass-Fed Association.
We're the folks that never put their animals in feedlots.
Her organization represents nearly 1,000 small-scale producers. Bolcom says the pandemic has increased the demand for local meat.
It's wonderful. Our producers who are set up to do online sales have really been inundated with orders.
She says small producers can help prevent shortages if large-scale national meat production shuts down. Mike Calsicrate is a small producer based in St. Francis, Kansas. He also has two butcher shops in Colorado. He says his focus is local.
We just want to feed our community where the big packers are, you know, thinking they're going to feed the world.
He has also seen an increase in online orders, as well as business at the stores, but he doesn't really want his business to get much bigger.
We're just very, very low volume, and we want to continue to be low volume.
Calsicrate says he does hope that some of his new customers decide they'd like to keep coming back. In Lake City, Colorado, I'm Laura Palmisano for Marketplace.